Amen. Matthew chapter number 14. In this chapter, the story is here of the Lord taking just a few loaves and fishes and multiplying it, and says that they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. What a great miracle it was of that day that the Lord performed for them, and that the disciples had seen and been partakers of. Verse 22, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. When the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." He said, "Come." When Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. When he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Verse 33, then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Thank you for your prayers this morning. I'd like to preach just for a little while on three things that I feel like the Lord has dealt with us, and I'd like to help someone. And that is tossed, tested, and triumphant. Or tossed, tested, and testimony. Hallelujah. This familiar story here, and been many, many times preached on and preached in this way. But the reminder is that the Lord is mindful of us. And even in the day that we're living in, the Lord still sees us, and He sees what we're going through. Sees what we're facing. I've never been out on the ocean, on a ship. But the storm out there, I mean, sometimes storms on solid ground can be kind of fearful. But a storm in the sea could be extremely, and is extremely, a fearful thing and a hard thing to go through. In this life, there's things that we're facing that, this whole world's a shaky place as far as the flesh is concerned. The future in this world for myself, if the Lord tarry, and for my child and for my family, is very bleak. Amen. But you know what the Bible said that it would be? Amen. Hallelujah. It hasn't taken God by surprise. And you know the devil is warring and he's raging against the saints of God like he never has before. I'd like the Holy Ghost to help me today. Amen. We're facing trials like we've never faced. Amen. There's things that are coming against us. Yes, I realize it's the same devil. And I realize that it's in the same, in one way, he's using the same tactics. But it seemed like in different ways because of the power of the air and so many that are yielding themselves to the influence and the powers of hell. Amen. Therefore, maybe his host has grown. And the day that we're in, it seemed like it's a battle and a struggle. Amen. Against our minds, against our nerves, and just things that we're up against. Amen. Just don't seem like we can face and we can go on. Well, here the story is that Jesus said, go to the other side. And he sent the multitudes away and they were fed and there they went home. And what a great miracle and blessing that they had and received in their life. And thank the Lord for it. Amen. I'm glad that I can look back at those times of blessing and times of miracles that the Lord has given. Amen. When it seemed like it was an impossibility and that there was no way possible that this thing was going to be taken care of. Amen. Just in time, God took what little I had to offer Him. Amen. And done a great thing out of it, and He'll continue to do it. Amen. But in the perfect will of God, in the perfect plan of God, amen, it is to get into a boat and go toward the other side. Amen. Now the place that they were at, according to study, a little bit of study, amen, it was just across the corner of that sea, amen, to make it to the other side. And so there was no doubt in the mind of the disciples, amen, that they were experienced in this. Amen. They had sailed many times. Amen. And their idea was just in so many hours, amen, we'll be to the other side. And Jesus is going to be there some way. Amen. But here it comes. They get out just a little ways. And the Bible says they were in the midst of the sea. Amen. So the wind veered them way off course. Amen. Now the body of water was around them. It was a long ways this way to land, long ways this way. Amen. Further that way and further behind. Amen. That's the way and that's the place that they were in. Amen. They were tossed with the wind. Amen. They were tossed by the waves. Amen. Webster said, toss simply means to throw upward, to jerk, to put into violent motion. Amen. Cause to rise and to fall. Amen. Cause to rise and to fall. Amen. To roll or to tumble. Amen. That's kind of the way life is. Amen. Life just kind of hands you that sometimes. Amen. And there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Seems like we've just got to face this storm. Amen. And it looks like I'm fixing to go under. Amen. It's violent. Then the Bible goes on to say the wind was contrary. Amen. It was against us making progress. Amen. Seemed like I was doing so good. Amen. Seemed like progress was just going so great. Help me just for a little while here this morning. Amen. Seemed like I was just going to do good and make it. And then this storm. And then this violent motion. And then this jerking me. Amen. What in the world am I doing? Amen. Have you ever said to yourself, amen, why am I thinking like this? What is this in my life that's going on? Amen. It's a storm. Amen. You're being tossed for a little while. Amen. You're in the midst of a storm. Amen. And that seems rude. It seems blustering. Amen. It seems tempestuous. Amen. It seemed like I'm certainly going to go under. Amen. But they're still in the will of the Lord. Amen. They're still going on. Amen. First thing, see that nothing, no matter what you face, amen, causes you to turn and go back, amen, from where you come from. Amen. There's nothing in this world, amen, that you would ever face, amen, that would be worth going back into sin. Amen. Going back and serving the devil. Listen to me, young people. Amen. It's not worth it to go back and serve the devil. He hates you. Amen. What you must remember, amen, Jesus has went up on the mountain, and although you're in the storm, amen, He's praying for you. Amen. And He's going to come in a way like you've never seen Him before. If there had not been a storm, they would have never seen the Master. If there had not been rude, blustering waves and winds, amen, He would have never come to them on the water. Amen. But in the midst of the storm, hallelujah, amen, there they saw the Master. Amen. Trials, trials. Amen. One woman said, storms of temptation appear cruel, but do they not give intenser earnestness to prayer? Amen. Do they not compel me to seize promises with a tighter grip? Hallelujah. Amen. Do they not leave me with a character refined? Amen. They are one of the Father's ways of driving me to Himself, that in the secret of His presence, His voice can speak to me soft and low. Amen. I can hear that whisper. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd like for the Holy Ghost to help you this morning. Amen. It's going to be worth it to go on. Amen. Go on. Amen. What about those times, amen, when you go through a trial and you pray and you pray and you pray, amen. There have been many times in my life, face little things and go to the Lord, just spend extra time. I believe in having a devotional life. Amen. It's not just all about, amen, knowing the Lord and experiencing the Lord at church, although that's wonderful. Amen. You need to have an experience at home. Amen. You need to have time, amen, that you set aside and pray and read your Bible. Amen. So those times I faced a trial, Brother Darrell, amen, I just maybe double my prayer time or spend some special time just crying and praying or find a place somewhere special. Amen, I drove up in the woods and just sat in the truck and just poured my heart out to God. Amen, seemed like many, many times, amen, just instantly, and I thank the Lord for it, that circumstance change. Amen, that storm would cease and He'd speak peace. Amen, but what about it when you pray and when you cry and when you're spending special time, amen, and nothing changes, amen, and you're wondering why? Well, the next day I'm looking for an answer tomorrow. Amen, I'm looking for things to change tomorrow. Amen, get up the next morning, it's that same old thing. You're facing the way you go to prayer again, don't we? Amen, we should. Amen, we go to prayer again. We pray again. We cry again. We spend that special effort. Maybe set aside a meal or two or so. Amen. And we expecting God to move. Amen. But what if nothing changes? What if the storm is still going? Amen. What are you going to do now? Well, we're just going to keep going on, aren't we? Amen. We're going to remember Jesus said go to the other side. Although the disciples may not have known it. We know it. Amen. The comfort of the Holy Ghost is interceding for us. Amen. He's praying for us. Amen. This storm is good for you. Amen. We don't want to admit it. Amen. We don't like to go through storms. Amen. But He's taking you somewhere. Amen. He's going to give you an experience like you've never had before. Hallelujah. Amen. In His time, there's victory for me. Amen. Keep pressing on. Though it seems like nothing may change. Amen. You know, Jesus is no security against the storms, but He is perfect security in the storm. Hallelujah. You know, He never promised us, amen, an easy passage, but He promised every one of us a safe landing. Amen. If we'll just keep going on. Amen. If we knew what we know today, amen, about Columbus's voyage, amen, I believe we would say during those troublesome times when men were possibly talking about getting rid of him so they could turn around and go back,
Amen. But if we knew what we know today, amen, I believe we'd whisper in his ear and say, brave Admiral, sail on. Sail on. There is land ahead. Amen. Although you're being tossed right now, amen, you're being tested. I may not even get to test it. I may just get here to this triumphant testimony. Amen. But I believe we'd say, amen, sail on, brave Admiral. Well, I feel like I've heard the Holy Ghost, amen, say to me a few times, amen, saint of God, brave one, Brock, amen, sail on, buddy. Amen, you may feel like, amen, you're not up to your own expectations. Amen, but the Holy Ghost said, amen, Jesus loves you, and you can make it. Amen, go on, hallelujah. Amen, if you hold on to God, amen, he's going to take you to the other side. Amen, there's wonderful things in store for the child of God. Many years ago, there was an expedition of men who had never seen the other side of those great Alps, the mountains there. And there was one particular range of mountains, amen, that was especially steep and rocked and rigid, amen. But there was a group of men that decided we're going to go to the other side. They had heard stories that it was beautiful on the other side. So it said that they set out one day and they were going and they were making the journey. And they were making good progress at first. But then they come to very hard times. There was blizzards that fell. There was some that turned around and went back with very discouraging words. Amen. And it said that there was times that there was literally blood in their footsteps. Amen. As they went up that mountain. Amen. Sometimes it gets hard. Amen. Sometimes it may seem like you can't go on. Amen. That the devil is wounding you. Just the journey, amen, is trying to kill you. Amen. But it is said by those that made it, when they reached the top, amen, they looked out over that beautiful country called Italy. Amen. And there as they looked at Italy, springtime was just coming up. Amen. Things were just beginning to bud. Amen. And they said it was worth every step. Hallelujah. Amen. It was worth every, amen, every trial, every trouble. Amen. I believe one of these days we're going to say it's worth it. Amen. It's worth it. Hallelujah. Amen. If you can just hold on, child of God, when it seemed like you can't, everything's against you, I can't make it, in hell and the devil screaming in your ear, you're not going to be able to make it, just go one more step. Hallelujah. Sail on a little farther. Amen. I believe heaven's awaiting on the other side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'm not going to preach much longer. There was a little boy in England many years ago. His parents had died at a very young age, and this little lad fell into the hands of a drunken woman who was a drunkard. And so he, for many years there, his life was to go out on the streets and to beg for enough money so that she could get drunk again. As the story goes, that there was many times when this young lad come home, and because he didn't have enough money, she would kick him and slap him and say, "Why didn't you do better today?" in words such as that, and curse him. So as life went on, he knew that life was dealing him a hard blow. He would never be as a lot of the other children who had toys and things to play with, but still yet he had walked down the street, and as he passed a little shop on the sidewalk there, he would gaze into the window. Amen. Hallelujah. He would look. In one window, he found a set of toy soldiers. Just plastic ones, but oh, he dreamed of playing with those little toy soldiers. Over and over, he'd put his face against the glass and look and say, "Oh, if I just had them." But then in his mind, he'd say, "No, I'll never have that. I'll never be able to reach that in life." Amen. There was one day that, and that became his routine, especially to go to that particular store and to look and to gaze at that. And one day he, not watching, crossed the road and an automobile hit him. And for many days, he lay unconscious there in the hospital. The story goes that when he opened his eyes, his thoughts were, oh, how white and how pretty it is in here. And then he saw a nurse come in dressed in white and just thought she was so beautiful. Well, a few days passed by, and finally one day he was able to sit up in bed, and in the hall there across, kind of in another room, he saw children playing. Oh, just a wonderful sight to him. So that night he went to sleep just wondering in his mind, you know, what is this? What's life? The next morning he woke up and was raised up, and just kind of at the towards the foot of his bed was a whole set of toy soldiers. It says as he leaned up, leaned forward, he looked at first. Then he started reaching. And as he touched that first soldier, they said that he exclaimed, "No glass is in between. One of these days, now we just see through a glass darkly. Sometimes I'll admit to you, saints of God, it's hard. But oh, there ain't going to be no glass in between one of these days. We're going to reach the journey's end. I'm telling you, it'll be worth it." Could we stand this morning? Hallelujah. Could we raise our hands and praise Him? Hallelujah. If someone comes to the piano and gets a song, I don't know if my wife has a song this morning. However, you know, the Lord sees you right where you're at. You say, "I've been tossed like this. This same storm has been tossing me around for some time." Well, I believe if you'll look by eyes of faith, you'll see somebody walking towards you. Amen. Oh, the storm's still raging. Amen. But you see Him. I believe you'll hear Him speak to you. "It is I. Be not afraid." And if you'll by faith obey Him, glory to God, He'll speak to that storm and say, "Peace. I believe this too shall pass." I'm telling you, the devil's a liar. And don't get down by circumstances. Look to God. Look to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you this morning for being here. Lord bless you. Why don't we come and spend some time in prayer? Let the Lord help you. Let Him touch your heart. It's still early. Spend some time. Let the Holy Ghost meet your need today. Let the power of God and His presence and His touch turn your test into a testimony. Hallelujah. Oh, make this storm a calm in your life. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful for Him to speak to you? Amen. For when you hear His voice, the circumstance may not change right now, but it'll make a difference in your life. Hallelujah.